Hello.
Boom, we're here.
Yeah, Jason raised both hands for that.
Boom.
Two hands in boom. The air.
And then did a very
raise them like we do
and,
not care.
Yeah, we do not care. Woo. Woo, the energy level. Top notch. Right? Here, let's go with like the, ooh, yeah.
Dude, what
Duke
was
Gus from Psych.
What was his name in that? Gus.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, I'm just going to look it up. Jason, while I'm looking that up, what have you been listening to?
Well, Jeremy, while you do look up this glorious moment from Psych, best show ever, don't at me, as they say on Twitter or wherever, I've been listening to a couple of new podcasts. One of them, which actually both of them are kind of, what's the easiest way? The best way to describe them is they talk about pretty much anything. Oh, you found it. You found it?
A player named Gus.
A player named Gus. That's
oh,
right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's so good. That's so good.
Okay, anyway, continue.
And, both of them are podcasts that will have totally, I mean, there's, like, we cover kind of, we're very niche, right, on ours as far as what we talk about for the most part. These podcasts talk about just about anything, spiders or sinkholes or, you know, shade in the cities and the detriment to not having enough shade, just totally random stuff. One of them's called Every Little Thing, who I think I have found probably my favorite podcast host of all the podcasts I've listened to. Her name's Flora Lichtman. And it's a Gimlet one. So Gimlet's a pretty big podcast company out there.
Okay.
So it's well done. But she's like the queen of puns, first off. She like whatever the topic is, there's all kinds of puns. And just really kind of interesting random topics, which is right up my alley, general information that won't necessarily serve you a whole lot in the future. But it's interesting, especially when you're driving around. You know, something to keep your attention, that kind of stuff. And then another one's called 99% Invisible. And the host on that one's name is Roman Mars. It's also just another, just randomized topics. Just kind of fun. Actually, the first one I was talking about, Every Little Thing, they have a phone number. And they take suggestions or questions from people. They can call in. Somebody's like, is the whole twins phenomena real? Or, you know, is there twin speak? Do they have their own language? Do they, you know, do they have like this mental telepathy thing? And so then the whole podcast is Flora talking to somebody who wrote a book about twins, who is a twin and did a lot of research on it. And so it's sort of, it's basically very listener driven in terms of you can call in as a listener and say, I've got a question. Can you answer this question for me? And then they try to answer it. But really well done. You, I think, would like it. You would, I think you would appreciate her style, her kind of her humor and her wit. She's kind of dry, but at the same time, you know, very, very fun, very simple, light, nothing heavy.
Okay.
For the most part. But one I think you would definitely check out. And I think if anybody enjoys sort of random general information type of things, you know, you like, maybe you played Trivial Pursuit and you really liked it because it has all sorts of random information. Well, there you go. This is a podcast that's better than the game because you don't have to answer questions and get annoyed when you get them wrong in the arts and leisure.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Every Little Thing and then 99% Invisible, both of them very well done. I think the 99% Invisible has 350 plus episodes. So that one's been going for a while.
That's good.
And then Every Little Thing seems to have quite a few in the backlog here. So I just discovered that one literally the other day. That was a Spotify recommendation. Thank you, Spotify. I've been using them instead of Apple Podcasts to listen to the shows that I listen to. And every now and then you'll open up the app and it'll be like, hey, have you looked at, how about this one? Hey, you. Look over here. Check out this podcast. I'd be like, hey, yeah, I'll look at that one. What are you doing?
I see you watched this.
Exactly.
I mean, listen to this. How about you listen to this?
It is. It's the Netflix version of podcasts.
Yeah. Or, you know, Amazon does the same thing. They're like, people who bought this also viewed that. They don't even tell you if they bought it. They're like, they also looked at this.
Yeah.
You're like, well, maybe I should look at that.
I see you're a human. Other humans bought things like this.
Yeah,
maybe all you should too.
Gosh, all these algorithms know us so well, it's awful. You're like,
yeah.
Wait a minute. How come I'm
selling
getting ads for this? How come I'm getting ads for this? You're like, I know.
Yep.
I know how.
Selling our information out there.
Clicking, I keep clicking accept the terms, yeah. accept the terms. Click this.
I've done a few now where, like just to open up like an article and read it, and it says to accept, and I'm like, you know what? I don't want to do it.
Decline.
Yeah. I decline, then no. I'm not accepting.
Honestly, why did they have to name them cookies? Cookies don't sound. No. It's like, hey, it's just cookies. Mm. It's just cookies. But
they
we all
what
know
they were doing.
Too many cookies is a bad thing. Maybe
I disagree.
That's why they called it cookies.
Right.
Maybe that is. Now it makes sense. I'm sorry. I take it back. Whoever invented them as cookies, that was a great idea because it shows that in small doses, they're okay. Large doses, they are bad.
Unless Cambridge Analytica gets a hold of any of your cookies and then sells them to everybody.
Yeah. That was just a mind-blowing experience to watch that.
I'm going to rewatch that one here in a little bit just to refresh myself on all the information because we're about to really enter that.
Plus, it's interesting all the little loopholes that you can get out of having to give up your information. You know what I mean? Like, sorry, our company's bankrupt, so we don't have to give up any of our files anymore.
Right.
You're like, what? Yeah, sorry, we're bankrupt, so we deleted all our files.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Deleted.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Right. Sleaze. Yeah. Sleaze. Yeah, I'm going to rewatch it here in just a little bit because we're about to really enter into the armpit of the election cycle. You know, as it's ramping up for November. So it's going to...
The sweaty part of the election cycle?
Yeah, the sweaty, nasty, like, just the part that nobody wants to deal with. Your armpit.
All you got to do is proper care of an armpit. Soap and water.
Look, I chose regular the PG hygiene, version of what I wanted to
regular
say.
Regular hygiene. There's these things called deodorant, and you just take it and you apply it to there. Or antiperspirant, you know, either way. Yeah. Antiperspirant is straight, hey, you don't want to sweat, you don't want to smell. Deodorant is like, hey, you don't want to smell, but you also want to smell good.
Yeah.
You know, so that's a combo.
Sure.
You know, pick your poison.
Well, I picked the analogy that was less offensive than the one I would have really normally picked, not in a recording, to discuss the oncoming election cycle. I went with the PG parental guidance version.
Gotcha.
So read between the lines there, folks. You got what I'm talking about.
Yeah, he's talking about something. I think it's with politicians.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, great.
Some of my favorite folk out there. Love the work that they do.
Well, I mean, although we do like a lot of politicians actually doing work, it's just that a lot of people end up getting too crazy, and a lot of people who follow the people also get too crazy, and then everybody's getting crazy, and then everyone's getting divided, and then everyone's talking about getting divided, and then everyone's talking about how it's all divided, and then everyone's like, oh, it is divided, but that's because of them, and they're like, but that's because of them, and they're like, I'll do this because they did that, and they're like, I'm doing this because you did that. Yeah. Don't do that, and they're like, but you already did this, and then it just keeps going around in circles.
And the politicians are like, as long as I keep getting reelected, and I've got my golden parachute, you know, because I don't have term limits, which is stupid, I know, but hey, we're going to put term limits on this son,
but not on us.
What do you
mean golden parachute? How many of them could you see skydiving?
Right. I'd like to give
that
them a
would be interesting.
You know, maybe if they went parachuting with the...
No, that would be interesting. What if you, what if the people voted, like, what, like, different things that the...
Vote the senators off the island.
No, not vote senators off the island. I was just thinking, in an election race, right, yeah. Election year, like, if they had to skydive, or they had to just do something like that, like, every single one would have to do, like, something.
If you want your lifelong health care after you're done with your service, quote-unquote, here in the Capitol, you are going to have to skydive with this parachute made out of 24-karat gold. Happy landings. But, that cycle is about to hit us, so I'm just, like, I'm bracing myself and gearing up for it.
Yeah.
But these podcasts that I've been listening to, I've been enjoying. They've been making me chuckle, making
me
laugh.
Good.
As I'm driving
that is
around.
Good. I mean, honestly, a good podcast can change everything. And there are a lot of podcasts that I'll listen to that almost trick me into, like, self-care. As weird as this. So I have some podcasts like Pete Holmes, You Made It Weird with Pete Holmes. And his podcasts are like 2 or 3 hours long. And I'm like, oh, it's a comedy podcast, right? It's just about funny comedians. It's not what it's about. It's about a comedian interviewing like another comedian or artist, you know, yeah. musician, sometimes like writer or doctor, that kind of stuff. But anyway, it's Pete Holmes interviewing people. And there are funny parts, so my mind gets tricked into like being like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to laugh. And I listen to it. And then they get into some deep stuff, and I'm like, you know what? I should forgive that person. You know what I mean? Like, you're just like, yeah. And it's yeah. like that trick. It's like, you know, tricking your kid to eat wait vegetables, a minute.
You
know?
I came here to laugh. What are you doing?
Yeah, you're like, wait, there's black beans in these brownies? You son of a gun, you got me.
That sounds different.
Yeah, or zucchini. Zucchini, okay, there's a complete side note.
That's kind of what frozen zucchini is, so go for it.
Yeah, frozen zucchini,
mm-hmm.
blended in a smoothie, is delicious.
Yeah.
It zucchini has a very light flavor, right? But it's so heavy, it's like so high in its water content that it's almost like icy. So it makes your smoothies icy.
Oh, okay.
And you're just throwing in greens that you don't even realize.
Yeah. You know what else is good in a smoothie? Cake.
Peanut butter. Cake. I mean, I would guess.
Cake
it's
and
just,
ice cream. But don't blend it up. Just put it on a plate and...
Wait,
and then
so you pour your smoothies on a plate?
Yeah,
trying to picture this.
When it's cake and ice cream, you just, like I said, don't blend it up yet. You just take it, you cut the cake.
We put it on a plate, yeah. Then we blend it?
No, you just eat it. You just eat the cake.
What about the blender?
Yeah, just forget it.
What about the smoothie?
You got cake. You don't need the smoothie at that point. You've already given up for the day. You're about to eat cake. Don't bother.
For the day? Yeah. I thought it was 7 a.m.,
That's how you start. See, there's the problem. Well, you know, they do say, you know, if you're gonna have, I remember this one book I read, it was nutrition stuff, and it was talking about when to eat certain types of foods during the day, like heavier on the carbs in the morning, obviously, and then you phase them out as the day goes on, and then you increase your protein intake throughout the day so that you're taking in mostly protein at night, because that's what your body uses to repair itself as you're sleeping. And they said if you're gonna have a dessert, you're actually better off eating the dessert before the meal, because your body's more likely to then process all of the dessert you took in, whereas it being the last thing going in is going to set there. And I was like, you know, every parent in the world is hearing that and saying to themselves,
nope.
My kid will never learn what I just read.
That's true. I bet
but
that's
the
half
nutritionist
of,
said I should have dessert first. Well, they're wrong.
You know, I bet a big portion of parenting is just filtering, mm-hmm. just understanding
it is
what knowledge kids need to know, mm-hmm. what knowledge they should know, or what knowledge they should know, but you don't want to tell them because you either don't have the heart for it, or it's way too complicated, or you also don't understand it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is. Parenting is filtering.
Okay, cool. I understand it now. All right, everyone.
That's all you have to do.
That's, know what parenting is.
Filter them the right food, filter them the right content. Filter them, you know, just filter.
Filter all their friends,
filter,
for sure.
Filter. Just kidding. Yeah, some of them, yeah.
Gosh.
They don't have good ones.
You just have to let them.
Depends on the friend.
Yeah. But we're in a day and age now where you could make your fake accounts and then you could really, you know, get that friend banned.
Yeah.
And blocked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Booted at.
Anyway, as always, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Jason. We got your back. All right. If you want to get in touch with us, there are a number of ways you can do it. You can hit us up on Twitter at @the_PGpod. It's our new Twitter account. On Instagram at Parental Guidance Podcast, all together, lowercase, no spaces or anything like that. Or you can email us at pgpconnection@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you and to many more episodes. Remember, we got your back. The Parental Guidance Podcast is a creation of Silver Badger Productions. If you would like more information, go to www.silverbadgerproductions.com or on Twitter @SilverBadgerPro.